This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Community Players in Bloomington presents the musical comedy Sister Act, running November 2nd through the 19th. Ashley Fager is the assistant director of the show, which was a successful movie before landing on Broadway. And she says the show has a relevant message to the way we live today.
I think it's the appeal of everything that's kind of going on in the world nowadays, and it just kind of shows that everybody's human, everybody makes mistakes, and everybody has a chance to turn their life around in the end. If you are familiar at all with the movie, it follows pretty similar plotline to that. Dolores Van Cartier, she is a soul singer wanting to make it big. She keeps auditioning at clubs and just can't seem to get anywhere. One night, she finds herself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and through the help of the police, they wind up putting her in a local church to go undercover as a nun, to kind of hide out until things calm down and they can find the people that they're looking for to protect her, basically. And in the end, she realizes that she is really good at heart. She brings a new perspective to the nuns that she befriends.
And she helps them.
And she helps them, and they help her. And it's a good turning around of someone's life and bringing new perspective of other worlds together.
So this is a real feel-good kind of a play.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's very kind of on-your-seat action, like, ooh, what's going to happen next? It'll keep audiences entertained.
And you're the assistant director.
Correct.
What are your responsibilities?
Marcia Weiss, who's the director of the show, she is a veteran of Community Players. The most recent show I think she did was Little Shop of Horrors, so if anybody saw that. But my job as the assistant director is to basically make sure Marcia doesn't lose her mind. She actually gave me the privilege of being able to direct a couple of the scenes in the show, because I did go to college and majored in theater, and I was performance and production. So I'm kind of really well-versed in every area of theater, if you will. So it was kind of nice to start stepping onto this side of things with her. And I basically do a lot of Facebook posts of, oh, this is what we're doing this night. If anybody has questions, I record a bunch of stuff so they can maybe go back and watch their dances. I kind of help everybody a little bit.
So you're sort of the techie social media kind of person.
Kind of, yeah.
kind of an interesting approach there.
Definitely.
Does Community Players really try to foster younger people and give them a chance to get real practical experience in theater?
Absolutely. We have people, for example, like Bruce Parrish, who has been around since our 75th season, and we are in our 96th right now. So he's been around for a long time. Or you have people like myself, or Latricia Green, who's the lead in this show. We've been involved with Players for maybe a couple of years, but they're definitely welcoming. I know that's one of the biggest things a lot of people say is it's a family there. Everybody feels so welcome, even if they don't know anybody. We're all about intermingling that veteran of Community Players with the, hey, come and be involved with us, and we'll make it welcome for you.
Sister Act is a Broadway musical that is actually based upon a movie. Mm-hmm. Are there certain challenges inherent with that, a play that's based on a movie?
There can be quite a few difficulties with it, especially if it's a familiar movie. Some of the songs are a little bit different, and especially with Whoopi Goldberg playing the lead in that movie, everybody knows
that's a hard act to follow anytime.
Everybody knows who she is. Like I said, Latricia Green, she's been in a couple shows at Players. She was recently in Little Mermaid. She's been in Avenue Q, so very talented, can act the part phenomenally, and I really think people will be impressed with her performance.
Tell me about the music. Is it sort of gospel-y? Is it R&B-ish?
It is actually a pretty good mixture of both. It's very upbeat and catchy. Definitely like a soulful R&B jazz meets gospel and very upbeat and uplifting music.
Well, this is a show with a predominantly female cast, and there aren't a lot of them out there. So this really gives you an opportunity to show off the female talent in Community Players.
Absolutely. We've got Latricia Green, like I said, who is playing Dolores, and then Sharon Russell, who's playing Mother Superior. They are two very prominent female leads in the show. We also have a newcomer to Community Players. Sarah Bertram is playing Mary Robert. And her voice is absolutely phenomenal. She's a postulate, and she's very quiet and very reserved, and Dolores kind of helped brings her out of her shell. I believe the cast itself is 32, so probably about 22 of them are females.
That's Ashley Fager, assistant director of Sister Act at Community Players in Bloomington. The show kicks off with a Pay What You Can night on November 2nd and runs through the 19th at the theater on Robin Hood Lane. I'm Laura Kennedy.